Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today. We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying to us then and what he's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 22, verse 9. If you have a Bible in hand, that's ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David writes in verse 9, "Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God." David is in a very difficult place. He's in such a difficult place in his life that Jesus quotes David's words here while Jesus is on the cross. This psalm starts out with, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And then it prophesies what's going to happen to Jesus. I'm being mocked. I'm being insulted. If you really are of God, let him bring you off the cross. These previous verses are saying this. David's in such a dark place, and then he moves to hope, despair to hope, despair to hope, all throughout this psalm. It's sort of like our life. We move from despair, hardships, to hope and faith and rescue. David says, "You created me. You brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast upon you. From the womb, you have been my God." David is saying, "God, you have had a plan for my life since before I was born. From the womb, you intended me to know you, to walk with you." He said, "From birth, I was cast upon you." I mean, this was the direction of my life. God, you brought me to yourself. I'm not like these people out here who are mocking God's people and insulting God's people and who have no faith. I actually am with you because you brought me to yourself, even from birth. You set out a direction for me. David is saying, "God, you made me, you created me, you brought me to yourself. From birth, I was cast upon you," he says. "You have been my God." What a gift. This is God's grace. We cannot fully understand it, but we echo David's words here. "God, thank you that you, before I was born, that you knew me, that you had a plan for me, and that you just brought me to yourself, set a direction for my life. I'm with you now just by your grace. You're my God." Verse 11 is a great verse to memorize. There will be times when we all need it. It says, "Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help." Do not be far from me. Trouble is near, and there is no one to help. God, don't be far from me. There's this idea that we can be close to God. We want to be close to God. We want him to be close to us, and we want to be close to him, an intimacy with God. David said, "Don't be far from me. I want to be close to you." Maybe that would be your prayer today. God, I want to be close to you. Don't be far from me, and I'm not going to get far from you. I want to be close to you. I want to know what that means. I want to pursue you. I want to have a closeness with God. "Do not be far from me. Trouble is near." There's trouble, and it's close to me. Like, I am really close to difficult times. I'm really close to some hard times, some trouble. Trouble's near. Maybe you know that trouble. Maybe you're just aware that life is going to happen at times. Maybe you'll say, "God, help me know that Even though trouble's near, that you're near to me too. Help me trust your closeness to me. Do not be far from me. Trouble is near, and there is no one to help. There's nobody who can help me. Nobody can do for me, God, what you're doing for me here. What I'm asking you to do, God, no one else can do. David said there's no one to help. David had a lot of power. He had a lot of people around him, but he knew only God can do these things. There are things in our life. It's a gift of God where we know only God can do this. Maybe our prayer along this line would be, God, there's no one who can help me like you. You're bigger, better, powerful, stronger, wiser. You'll be the one I go to first and most for my help. Let's pray these verses together now. God, thank you that you drew us to yourself, that you've had a plan for our life, and that plan was for us to know you and to be close to you. Thank you that you want to be close to us and we can be close to you. I pray that we'd be people who walk with you, who walk in your ways, who walk in your will, who walk out your word. We know we'll find you there, who pray and seek you and love you and obey you, and serve you. We want to be close to you. Thank you that we can be close. You're our help, and we go to you first and most. And we pray this, Jesus, in your great name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with 7. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope that Start with 7 is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.